Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing this series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care, multiple choice question. An 84-year-old woman with a history of osteoporosis, hip fracture, hypertension, insomnia, and hearing loss presents for a fall evaluation. She's very afraid of falling again and has restricted her activities outside of the home as a result. Her daily medications include hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, calcium with vitamin D 600 to 400 mg twice daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, and zolpidem 10 mg at night. Which of the following medication related changes will most reduce this patient's risk of a subsequent fall? A. Discontinue hydrochlorothiazide. B. Discontinue zolpidem. C. Discontinue calcium with vitamin D. And option D. Discontinue aspirin. And the answer is B. Discontinue zolpidem. Polypharmacy is a documented risk factor for falls. Furthermore, certain medications are considered high risk, and these include antidepressants, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, and sedatives and hypnotics. Of the medications that the patient in this question is taking, discontinuing zolpidem, a sedative hypnotic, will most reduce the risk of a subsequent fall. Polypharmacy, defined as using more than four medications, is common in older adults and increases fall risk. Specifically, the use of certain high-risk medications, including antidepressants, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, and sedatives, and hypnotics, also increase the risk of falling. The odds of falling for each medication class are well known. The more risk factors for falling an individual has, the higher the risk of falling, from 8% with zero risk factors to 78% with four or more risk factors. The risk factors with the highest relative risk of falling include muscle weakness, 2, history of previous falls, 3, gait or balance problems, 4, vision impairment, 5, arthritis, 6, depression, 7, cognitive impairment, and 8, age over 80 years of age. What are the odds of falling by high-risk medication class? For antidepressants, the odds ratio is 1.68. For neuroleptics and antipsychotics, the odds ratio is 1.59. For benzodiazepines, the odds ratio is 1.57. For sedatives and hypnotics, the odds ratio is 1.47. For antihypertensives, the odds ratio is 1.24. For NSAIDs, the odds ratio is 1.21. For diuretics, the odds ratio is 1.07. For beta blockers, the odds ratio is 1.01. And for narcotics, the odds ratio is 0.96. All over-the-counter and all prescribed medications should be reviewed with a focus on tapering or discontinuing medications without a compelling indication or for those where the potential for harm is greater than that for benefit. Particular attention should be made to medications that may cause confusion, sedation, or orthostatic hypotension. For example, antidepressants, antipsychotics, benzodiazepine receptor agonists, antiepileptics, opioids, and antihypertensive agents, and medications that may interact with alcohol use. There are resources available to support clinicians in stopping or reducing the dose of medication that increase the risk of falls and to help patients in tapering such drugs. For patients who are tapering the use of insomnia medications, non-pharmacologic strategies, example cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and guidance on sleep hygiene are available. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and faculty physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.